It was late, and Gregory was walking home from a long day of fishing. The streets of Old Haven were empty, and a still quiet crept over the village. Well, it was almost quiet. From a dark alleyway, a shadowy figure emerged and began to shuffle in Gregory's direction. Greg was much too afraid to move, let alone yell for help. And as the man inched closer and closer, he drew a mysterious object out of his thick, gray cloak. And then... Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry. Where are my manners? That is a turn of events far too spooky to tell here. What you really need to know is that after that night, Gregory awoke the next morning as if he was a new man. He jumped out of the same lumpy bed, yes, but he did not put on the same dingy old fishing clothes. He did not eat the same goopy oatmeal, and he would not sit in the same creaky boat on the same bay of water today. Oh no, today would be entirely different. Gregory whistled for his beagle tater tot, and the chubby little canine waddled from his cozy dog bed to his master's side. Next, they ran straight to the house of Gregory's pal Toothpick. Toothpick had been Gregory's best friend since they were just little ones, and, like Gregory, he too wished for a break from the monotony of his daily drudgery. So, when Sleepytime Greg suggested that they go buy a new ship, Toothpick was all too eager to join along. Of course, a new ship may be an exaggeration. It was new to them, yes, but what they ended up buying was a dingy, dirty, and dreadful mess. The ship had sat in the port for so long that the wood was rotting, the paint was chipping, and the anchor was rusting. To make matters worse, there were hundreds of toads living deep inside it, along with old ex-sailors who referred to themselves as vagabonds and scallywags, men who were a little rough around the edges and who had no place to rest their heads. But with a little help from those same vagabonds and scallywags, plus his best friend Toothpick and his beagle, Tater Tot, Sleepytime Greg was able to transform that nasty old ship into the shiny and magnificent SS Bungalow.